Congratulations, Stevie. I wonder what I've built. I'm into the last eight of the competition.
No, it's very pleasing. Very pleasing for us, because on the back of a lot of positivity, a lot of plaudits in the Hearts game, which was a different type of game, but we knew this was going to be competitive today. I've just said in several interviews that I've done already that Arbroath's home record, you know, is exceptional, and we knew it wasn't going to be an easy tie today. They would have fancied their chances to progress as we did as well. So the application from the boys, not just from the first minute today, I seen it in the training ground on Monday morning. There's nobody getting carried away, and you know, it's a good sign for us as a club, because if you get excited, you know, it's easy to lose focus and then you become unstuck. So very pleasing, a very hard fought victory, but one that we'll take a lot of pleasure from, go down the road and be able to watch the draw tomorrow afternoon.
And you made one change for this match, in Wilson. Was that just the rest of Stephen Whittaker?
No, unfortunately Stephen had picked up an injury during the week. He had a wee tweak on his hamstring, and we don't want to risk anything with that. Whether it was a little bit of fatigue from all the work that he'd done in the Hearts game, but we didn't think it was the right decision to take a chance on him, because, as we say, we knew it was going to be a very tough game. It wasn't, you know, for the want of maybe making a change, because I thought the lineup that started in the Hearts game were terrific for the first time this year. You know, I think in my own head I was going to go with 11 that started against Hearts, but you know, Ian Wilson's come in and he's shown that there's development in him, and he slotted into that midfield alongside Kerr McEnroy today and done well.
And Arbroath had a reasonably good start and made it fairly tough for you in the opening 15 minutes, but there must have been a relief when you saw the goal go in from Ryan Bowe.
I don't know if it was as much a relief. We knew it was going to be a tough opening period to the game. I came up and watched Arbroath last week against Morton. They had a lot of possession of the ball. They've got creative players in their team, and as I say, we had to stand up to that. That was a pleasing thing, you know. And then I think we grew into the game. Ryan took his goal extremely well. Hugh Murray's managed to notch another one to his tally, and you know, just again the fine detail. I think Declan gets a wee flick and does enough just to put the keeper off to make him spill it. And I thought we went in rightly ahead in the game at half time. Dixie made a couple of substitutions and brought on his more attack minded players, probably in the wider areas, although he hadn't changed the formation with Bobby Lynn and Dale Hilson, and it caused us a little bit of bother, you know. And we at that point lost, when we lost the goal, remained very focused, and you know, that's a pleasing aspect, that even when we lost the goal, we didn't become disjointed and all over the place, and done enough then to see us getting over the winning line.
Dick Campbell didn't think it was a penalty. I mean, do you think it was a wee bit fortunate?
Well, I've not actually seen the penalty decision back, but equally, you know, and that'll always happen. You know, there's always going to be incidents in games, and if Dick's seen it and that's his views on it, I'm not going to stand here and say otherwise. What I'll say is I didn't see it at the time. I thought the way my players claimed for it, they thought it was a penalty kick. But I then go back to the lead up to their goal. I thought Ryan Dow got a touch on one round the corner, the boy clattered into him, we didn't get a free kick. And you know, that's a pleasing thing for me, is we're not standing here talking about that then we go on for the game to become 2-2, possibly 3-2 to Arbroath. I'm actually standing here saying, well, the team remained focused, we were disappointed that the foul wasn't given, but referees, you know, they've got a difficult job, and you know, sometimes you get a decision for you and sometimes you don't, and you know, I thoroughly think we deserve to win the game at the end of the day.
So you go down the road and you're in the draw for the next round. That must be a pleasing factor, that's what you set out to do.
Yeah, well, I think what we did set out to do was qualify from the group stages, and that was our objective. And I'd say that during the week and the lead up to this game, was it was a difficult group that we were in, you know, Kilmarnock and what we had to deal with, that three League One sides, three very good sides, and we managed to come out of the group as a seeded side. We knew coming up here to Arbroath it was going to be another challenge, and you know, to a very, very difficult place. So tomorrow it'll bring an excitement again to the club. The supporters will be delighted with it, and the players and the coaching staff, everybody connected with the club. And we've just got to make sure that whoever we draw in the next round, we go and enjoy it, and make sure that all the hard work we've done up until now, you know, we give ourselves an opportunity to try and progress further in the tournament.
Absolutely. Well done, thank you.
Cheers. Cheers.